Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
Kristen, get me up to speed here, because I was out on Friday. Cursed wedding dress?
Well, maybe. Not all of us thought it was cursed. Some of us, as Abby said, are superstitious, and some of us are just a little stitious. So you have to decide where you're, what side you're going to be on. So, yeah, Erin called us up. She's getting married. She and her fiancé want to plan it in a month. They want to do something small. They want to do something quick, right?
How long had they known each other? Do you know?
I don't remember how long they've known each other.
Mm-mm. She's coming back on in a sec, all that.
And so they're on a budget, and one of her friends offered up her wedding dress. And she's like, hey, they're about the same size. If you want to use my wedding dress, go ahead. Now, she had a lovely wedding. However, five years into the marriage just imploded, and it did not end well. And so another friend of Aaron's is like, you can't wear that dress. It's cursed, because their marriage ended. And we're like, one, screw your friend for planting that seed in your head. And she had to decide whether or not she wanted to accept this very generous offer of a wedding dress that may or may not be cursed.
What did you guys say you would do?
So for me, I thought there are going to be so many bad memories attached to that dress. One, because your friend did plan it into your head. So I was thinking it might not be actual bad mojo, but you might be thinking about it so much that it manifests itself.
Cass, you're very practical, but how would you feel about this?
I'd feel fine about it. I think that the dress itself isn't bad mojo. It's what happened after. And for me, if I can save money and spend that somewhere else, I would do it.
I felt like the dress was just bad mojo if you allow it to be, if you believe that it is.
Why are you making that face?
I wouldn't want my fiance to use it.
Really?
Uh-huh. Superstition. Call it whatever you want.
Yeah, we didn't even factor in, like, if her fiance, like, what the groom has a say.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nope, not at all.
We're never even entered the chat.
Just one less thing he has to worry about on his wedding day. Hey, Erin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
All right, so I wasn't here on Friday. These guys pretty much just got me up to speed, but is there anything that they might have missed?
No, I mean, I love the dress. I mean, if that makes a difference. It was a beautiful dress at my friend's wedding. I'm really trying to not be superstitious about it. So, but the biggest thing is it's going to save us so much money.
Yeah.
Like, we're on a budget. We've been together about a year and a half, and we've got a lot of things we want to do, you know, as far as like buying a home and other expenses like that. So it would be so helpful if I decided to go with the dress. So,
and I think Cassie has a really good point also, you know, because there are a lot of people that believe there's always energy associated with everything, right? But on that particular wedding day that they had, the wedding dress has nothing but positivity surrounding it, right? It was the marriage went to crap afterwards, so why would the dress have anything to do with that? So I can see what you're saying.
Yeah, the dress is a symbol of love and the happiness and the hope that they had for each other.
Yeah.
If we're talking wedding rings, no way am I touching that. I will go without one rather than have one that was part of a bad marriage. But the dress itself isn't tainted because of the rest of the relationship.
And when you also factor in that they say the biggest stresses when you first get married are finances, that if now you have a chance to save that and relieve you from that stress, it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And my fiance, when I talk to him about like maybe there's a curse on it or whatever, my fiance is like, you're crazy. It's not about the dress. The dress didn't do anything. It's about the people. And I get that. I totally get that. That's not us. And actually, you know, her wedding was a blast. Everybody had the best time. So I asked him, I said, maybe I could sage it or like, you know, take it to some kind of, I don't know, somebody who could put a good luck curse on it or whatever you do. And he said, that's nuts. He said, it's going to save a ton of money. Just wear it. Let's use that money for something else. You know, we're who we are. They're who they are. And, you know, it makes sense to me. It's a pretty dress, and I'll be very happy in it. And knowing that money is still in our bank will make me even happier. So, yeah, I think I'm going to give it a go.
Oh, so it wasn't this weekend?
No, it's next weekend.
Oh, it's next weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, now that I think about it, it's kind of silly.
Just because her fiance is okay with it?
No, because as we were talking it out, the wedding day itself, the dress was fantastic.
You literally wear it for that one day.
Right. Don't you?
And they're so expensive, too. Mm.
Did you see the mom, daughters, and daughter-in-laws that went viral? They all went out to dinner wearing their wedding gowns.
I saw that.
No, I didn't.
It was so cute because they were. So, yeah, this mom and her daughters and her daughter-in-laws, they were like, why should these dresses only get worn once? So, like, they rented this big van. They all put their wedding gowns on, and they all went out for dinner and a night out on the town, all of them wearing their wedding gowns.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh. I love this because I loved my wedding dress, the one that I wore for the ceremony, and it just... I look at it and it's like all archived in a box. And I'm like, what? Why? You're just in a box and you were so expensive and I'm never going to get to wear you again. And I'm also the kind of person, I don't think I'm going to hand it down to my daughter because it's mine. So you can get your own. If she asked for it, I would give it to her. But I also don't want her to feel pressure. I want to do that. I want to break it out again and wear it somewhere.
Oh, I would totally do that. However, I would not be able to fit into mine.
Is that right? Seriously?
Oh my God, really? No.
Yes, I've gained 20 pounds since I've gotten married.
Same. But a little bit of Velcro and some safety pins. We can make it work.
Hey, Erin, congratulations on the wedding.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, see you now.
The Bird Show.